It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, everybody. Guys, thank you for tuning in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm hosting your host for today. And with me, I have Daniel Zagaroni. He was on the show the last couple of times. And so he's with us again today. And today we're going to be talking about mindset. Okay, mindset in business, mindset in life, just mindset in general, why it's important to make sure you have the right one. So what we do here on the show, for those people who do not know, and it's your first time tuning in, what we do is we have different people come on the show. And so they talk about their experience here in Alaska, where they came from, why they are in, you know, the position that they're in, why they're in the business that they're in, what they have to offer, the pros and cons, the good, the bad, the dirty, the good, experiences, the horror stories. Sometimes, you know, their greatest achievements, what they've learned, life lessons. And it's good because for those people who don't have access to finding out this information on why certain things are happening around the city, why are certain buildings going up, why are certain buildings going down, sometimes we'll have people who share why those things are happening. Sometimes, you know, our guests come in and talk about different projects that are happening around the state. You know, what the house market looks like. Is it a good time to buy? Is it a good time to sell? What should you go with? What should you keep an eye out for? But today we're gonna discuss the mindset. The mindset is powerful, guys. It's important. It's how you start your day off. That mindset is what's gonna determine how the rest of your day is gonna look like a lot. Okay. If you're waking up stressed, tired, sick, just disappointed, if you wake up with those thoughts and you don't do something about them, you have that opportunity. And sometimes that may only be the opportunity that you'll ever get that day because of how busy or how stressed out or how packed your day is. You may never get a chance the rest of your day to change that mindset. But it's important to wake up with the right one. In the last episode, we talked about, you know, waking up in the morning, spending 10 minutes, okay? A lot of people have this understanding of meditation that it has to be this super spiritual thing where they have to be in a specific position or they have to, you know, do a certain thing. It's getting to a point where you do not allow any kind of stress or any negative thought in your mind so that you can focus on whatever it is you're trying to achieve in that moment. If you're looking to start off your day with peace, what I do in the morning is the first 10 minutes of when I open up my eyes, I don't touch my phone. I don't check social media. I don't check any of that stuff. I don't look at my calendar. I don't check emails. I just look at the ceiling and I stare at the ceiling for 10 minutes. And what I do is in this practice, I try to find a way to clear my mind. Because if you've dealt with something that was uncomfortable the night before or the day before or the week before or the month before, and it's traveling every single day with you, it's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. And what I do is I focus in that moment and I focus on clearing my mind and just having a mind that's cleared of all thoughts, just being in peace. And what that does is it sets the stage for my mind for the rest of the day. And a lot of times, if you guys pay attention, if you cannot wake up in the morning with a clean mind, clean thoughts, a good mindset, whatever you're stressing out about could affect the people around you that you come in contact with. Sometimes it's your family. Sometimes it's your friend. Sometimes it's your business partners. Sometimes it's your clients. Sometimes it's the customers walking in and out of your store or your clients that you're dealing with on a daily. It's not a good thing to have. It affects everybody and nobody wins. It only creates problems. But Daniel Zagaroni is a good friend of mine. I've known him for a very long time, actually since I first moved up here in Alaska in 2015. He's come a very, very long way. And every time that we have a moment where we get to just have a chit-chat, it's never a conversation that it's in vain. It's always to encourage each other, to edify one another, to pick each other up, and to remind ourselves to have a good mindset. And so Daniel's going to share about his life. He's going to share what goes on through his mind and the things that he has seen that works for him. And, you know, I'm sure that he's going to share what he believes that, others should do or even practices that would definitely help change the way that we see things in this life.
Thank you, Jesse. The mind is an interesting thing. And your thoughts are determined based off your health also. So some people, they look at themselves in the mirror and they're not happy with who they are. And don't give up. the moment when, you know, the beauty is in the eye. So when you see yourself, you might think of yourself negatively or something, but slowly start compounding a win. Just do something simple. Do something positive for someone else. Use maybe do some push-ups. Go on a walk. Do something simple. Take some time out for yourself too, because you get so busy with the noise in the world, you kind of get pulled apart. Mm. And this noise, it will never end. You have to find the peace and the quiet within yourself. And some people don't, you know, they can't even sleep. So they get on medication, they get on this. It's almost like a rat race on the health side of things, not on even on the financial. It's crippling. It cripples your mind from even getting out of that comfort zone. Some people can't even get in a comfort zone, you know. So it starts by just slow compound wins. One thing that I came in practice with is doing something positive for someone every single day. Every single day, God puts someone in your life, and you can do negative or positive. And even if you run into someone that's negative, do something positive about it. Say, God bless you. Shake their hand. Smile at them genuinely. Say, hey, you are enough. Because that last moment, that last conversation that you have with the person could be his last conversation. He could be on the breaking point of his life. Mm. And being in Alaska with the cold winters and the dark cold winters, it's heavy. It gets heavy on a lot of people. And so no matter what you do, always try to be positive. And I think if we as Alaskans stick together and have that kind of mindset, have that, and it just will unite and be much stronger. You know how a broom, when it's united, you can sweep and you can clean up in the house, you know? But if it was just one strand and you're just by low, it's not going to work out. So we all have to unite and become, you know, become one. Because in spirit, we're all connected. We're all connected. There's, you know, the Holy Spirit, it's here and it's working here in this town right now as we speak. And God, every day, every single day, there's someone in your life that's put in your life that you can have an effect on. And that could be a seed that you can plant in their heart that God can cultivate into something very beautiful. And it can change that man's life forever, the man or woman's life forever. And I've looked back in my life too, because at one point I was surrounded by the wrong group of people and the negativity that defeated me, and it changed me as who I was as a person. So watch your surroundings, because your surroundings will determine, they'll start changing you, your surroundings. So surround yourself with compounder winners. Surround yourself with people. And even if you don't, it's hard. Stay positive in the moment, in your mind, no matter what storm you're going through. You know.
So, Daniel, you talk about these compounding wins. Okay, can you elaborate a little bit on that? I know what you're getting at, but I want our listeners to understand what that looks like.
Yes.
Because, yes, you know, you do want to see that you're improving, but sometimes people set goals for themselves far beyond what they could reach.
Yeah.
So, can you elaborate a little bit on these compound wins?
A compounding win is. It doesn't have to be, it's usually not in the moment. Sometimes you don't see the compounding wins until it's done. So it's almost like creating little steps in life, baby steps, you know, and you just slowly compound. Like when you wake up in the morning, make a list the night before you even go to bed. That way when you go to bed, read the list of what you have to do the next day. So when you wake up, you're not like scattered, like, oh, I have to do this and run around. And then you're hitting deadlines and you're barely making. No, you make a list the night before. That way when you wake up, your mind and your body already knows what you need to do. When you're sleeping, your mind is rewiring itself. And just prepare yourself for sleep, you know? When you go into that sleep state, prepare yourself for sleep. And then if you have any kind of anger in your heart, let it go. Don't go to bed with the angry heart, you know? If you have to, it's hard sometimes. Say you love someone. Just be genuine and say, hey, I love you. No matter, even if you get in an argument with someone the night before, don't let them go to bed angry. You know, don't let that manifest into something worse, because most problems can be stopped. There's a lot of steps involved with the problem that could be completely fixed, completely easily. But we let it go sometimes because we let that tension build.
Yep.
But it can be stopped usually very quickly. It's actually very simple. Sometimes it's just a smile and it's just a couple words of love, you know. So,
That's good. That's good. Wow. So for those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. I'm your host for today. My name is Jesse. And with me, I have Daniel Zagaroni, a local entrepreneur here in Fairbanks, Alaska. He's a good friend of mine, known him for quite some time. And we're just discussing about the mindset, you know, why it's important to have the right mindset. And regardless of where you're at in life, It doesn't matter if you're a business owner. It doesn't matter if you're a family man. It doesn't even matter if you're just single. At any point in any position in this life, wherever you are at, it's important to maintain a healthy, healthy mindset. It can make or break somebody's day. It just like Daniel was sharing a little bit earlier, it could be that one conversation that you have with if you go to a drive-thru, right, and they're taking a little bit too long on your order, and you just so happen to feel the need to be a little nasty. What if that was the last day that person would ever see, and you were the last person to speak to, right? And out of the mind, like you were talking about, you know, I saw this quote when I was a little kid. It was the first quote that I could remember, and it's the longest lasting one that I could ever remember. And I know it's going to follow me to the day I die. A thought becomes a decision. A decision becomes an action. An action becomes a habit, and a habit becomes a lifestyle. The beauty of these steps is at any point you can stop it. But the further down you go on this list, the harder it is to try to get away from. So what I try to do is, I know there are certain things that you cannot control, but the one thing that you can is your attitude. You know, even at my brother's funeral, you know, I had a great attitude. You know, I try to be the bigger man in the room. Everybody's crying. Everybody's having a hard time. I've been in situations where it's hard to have that mindset. It's hard to be positive. But starting off your day like that, telling yourself that no matter what this day throws at me, I'm not going to let it rule me. You are the maker of your story. You're the author of your story. And so with Daniel, you know, every time I see him, it doesn't matter if a deal went wrong, if something happened with one of his properties, if a relationship that he has with someone, if it went sour or whatever has gone down, I've always seen him with a positive attitude. He comes in no matter where it's at and a smile on his face. And it's not just talk. It's reality. And you could be the biggest man in the room. You could be the toughest, the manliest, and go through the craziest things. But to see a smile from somebody else's face, it does something. And you know what's cool? It doesn't even require words. Sometimes the things that speak the loudest it doesn't come through words. And so that's absolutely true. It's very inspiring, and it's very important to keep that attitude wherever you go. You know, especially when you increase in life. I heard this. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and I think it was Peterson. I keep forgetting. Jordan Peterson. He was talking about a passage in the New Testament that talks about that to him who has much, more will be given, and to him who has nothing, more will be taken from him. And I thought it was kind of interesting that he brought that up, and he was explaining. He goes, "Look, if you're in a poor mindset, and a poor mindset doesn't necessarily mean financially." It's poor as in there's no life, there's no hope, there's no faith, there's nothing. There's nothing to look forward to. Just like you were talking about, Daniel, that if you don't have that list, what are you working towards? I hope that this sticks with somebody. A short pencil sticks around longer than a long memory. That pencil would outlive you. When you put it down on paper, think about what has been transferred from generation to generation. At one point, there was no technology. At one point, there was no computers. So what did they have to do? They had to write it down. They had to inscribe it. They had to put it down in something. That got passed down from generation to generation. Putting these things down, seeing how you are accomplishing them, they become a checklist. Yes, I did this. Yes, I did that. Yes, I did this. Yes, I did that. So it's important to maintain that wherever you go. Daniel, I know that you wanted to share something.
So you change your attitude, you change your altitude. So another thing, there's generational blessings and there's also generational curses. And, you know, you might just be the one to change your whole generation.
Oh, yeah.
And just because the pressure is on you, like, why me? Why me? You are the one, okay? You are here. And then wealth, as far as wealth, you know, your health is your wealth. The young spend their health to gain their wealth. And then when you get older, you spend your wealth to regain your wealth. So
it's a trade-off.
Yes, it's a trade-off. So manage to balance life in a way that you're healthy in the body, you're healthy in the mind. And then when you get that set, you help someone else. You help someone else, and you keep bringing people in. And the next thing you know, you're just surrounded by compound winds. Regardless if it's bad or not, you have a difference. You can do the difference.
Yeah, Absolutely. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break, but stay tuned in. We're going to get a little bit deeper into this conversation. So stick around. We're going to cut to a little break, and we'll see you guys right after.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. We're going to continue our show. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm hosting today's show. And with me, I have Daniel Zagaroni. He's a local entrepreneur here, successful entrepreneur. He's got amazing stories. He's got some great insight. And he's everywhere he goes, he speaks life into people. It's hard to it's hard to be around people like that nowadays because people get stuck in this culture, this mindset that's being, like Daniel's, one of Daniel's favorite words, is to cultivate, right? Cultivating is huge. And if you're not aware of your surroundings, you're going to get sucked into it. And I had a conversation with a really successful guy, and he goes, you hang out with four idiots, you're going to become the fifth. You hang out with five successful people, you're going to become the sixth. You hang out with six drug addicts, you're going to become the seventh. Where you place yourself in is where you can see yourself be in the future. Your group of people, your environment, the people that you are in with, those are going to be the people who are going to influence you to go into even further in whatever it is that their dreams are, their hopes are, their whatever it is that they're shooting for. And if you don't share the same interests, I think it's time to find a new group of people who do share the same interests as people who are going to get you out of that comfort zone. People are going to see what you see and help you get there and truly want you to get there. That is huge. But before we go any further, folks, this show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. If you guys want the best kitchen in town, if you want the best bathroom in town, if you want the best of the best and it's time to upgrade your home, head over to 29 College Road. You can't miss them. It's Premier Kitchen and Bath. They have the best work in town. They work all around the state. They have great reviews. Olga Misuk is the owner of the business. If you can dream it, she can put it down. Okay? She literally is the definition of making dreams come true. If you have a vision, she'll source whatever she's got her to make sure that you get to live your dreams in real life. So we're going to go a little bit more into this topic that we've been discussing for today is the mindset. Mindset is everything. The mindset is what starts everything in your life. You have a horrible mindset, you're going to see the byproduct. Your relationships are not going to last. Your health is not going to last. everything that has to do with, and anything that has to do with your mindset, it will be affected. Everything. Daniel, we were just talking a little bit during the break about how important mindset is and where it gets people to go.
So the mindset is one of the most important things. Growing up, steps out of poverty, growing up out of poverty in my life, first generation immigrant from Ukraine, not knowing English, you know, English being second language, I was always kind of the underdog. And I wasn't the biggest, strongest guy in the room. So I had to cultivate something else. And unfortunately, the mindset was something that was always kind of ingrained in me. My father had a very powerful, strong mindset. And he taught me, he kind of just, since youth, he said, finish what you can today. Tomorrow might be a rainy day. And sometimes I'd be like, okay, I'm so tired. He's like, no, just whatever it is, 10 more minutes, execute the problem today. That way when you wake up tomorrow, it's a completely new script, new day, you know? And you get paid proportion to the problem that you solve. And I think Elon Musk actually said that in one of his quotes. So it's simple. Don't look at a problem as like, oh, no, it's a problem. It hinders my, you know, it hinders me. And you just kind of cripple up and give up. No. Look at a problem as like, what can I do? What can I do to solve this problem? You know, why? Why am I even seeing this problem? What is it? Why does God give me the perspective to even see? Mm. You know? And when you wake up in the morning, just the fact that you can wake up, that should boil your blood with abundance. You know, because all the wealth in the world is not, you can exchange it all, but if you don't wake up tomorrow, what's the point? You know, like just waking up, just being grateful, the fact that you can just get out of bed, the fact that you can open your eyes,
yes,
or even just to speak, that is already more, that should be just more abundant in grace than anything. Our bodies are such advanced, we are so advanced the way the human body is, it's just like amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And then I get tremendously like just, it's scary when you look in the universe and you see how many galaxies and stars and everything. It's like, oh my gosh, we're just like a
little speck.
A speck. Yeah. But then we live. We have life. And then we have enough ability to speak something into existing. And your words are life or death. So the words that we use is the words that carry us. So when you walk, you know, there has been times in my life where I was negative. I would walk in a room and I was just kind of negative. You know, I kind of manifested my own things. But then next thing you know, I started being positive and I seen the progress of progression, like how, what it actually did to the room. It changes the room. It brings conversation. It brings life into people. It brings smiles. You know, it heals traumas. So for anyone out there that's struggling, maybe some people feel like giving up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just give it one more day. You know, whatever it is in life you're going through, it's part of the journey. That struggle that you're going through that is made there to mold you and is there to sanctify you, purify you, and is there to cultivate you in your life into the next step of life. But that is the whole progress. The process is what matters more than anything. So
that's good. That's good. So I hope that this episode really helped our listeners to really pay attention with what's happening in the mind. Find a way to get to that place where you have, here's another good one. There's only these two. You're either at peace with yourself and at war with the world, or you're at war with yourself and at peace with the world. You know, some things are not worth hanging on to. And being negative is one of those. Nobody gets anything from being negative. You lose more than you actually gain. People are not attracted to negativity. They don't want that. And if those people are attracted to the negativity, they're definitely not going to get you to where you want to be. That's just how life works. It's good to be positive and have a healthy mindset wherever you go. Like I said earlier, it doesn't have to be that you're a business owner. It doesn't have to be that you're a family man or you have a position in some kind of a job or business. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what position you hold. It doesn't matter what title you have. Be positive, keep a healthy mindset, and maintain that. For those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. I'm your host for today. My name is Jesse, and with me I have Daniel Zagaroni. He's a local entrepreneur here in Fairbanks, Alaska. This is our third episode together, and he's been sharing a lot about his life, you know, experiences. He shared some insight that I'm inspired to, that once I go home today, I definitely have a lot to think about. So I really appreciate all that you share with us, Daniel. And I look forward to our next conversation and each one after that. So this show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath, and also with Gen Solar. So Gen Solar, we provide a lot of different services. So we have backup systems. One of the best is going to be our Generac. Generac has been in the business for a very long time. They have been at the top of the food chain from the start, and they're going to continue to be there. We are a local authorized Generac dealer, and we also have certified techs. What that means is that we are able to go into your generator, work on them, do all the warranty work, deal with Generac directly. If there's any parts that need to be replaced, you don't have to call them. You don't have to submit any tickets. We'll take care of all of that. And then we also provide a service agreement, which we monitor your generator 24/7, as long as you have Wi-Fi or network that you can connect the generator to. And what that does is it gives you peace of mind, right? So you bought the generator to have peace of mind that your house is not going to go down, but the other insurance to that insurance would be to have somebody to monitor it if you're not there, right? Not all the time are you going to have 24-hour access at your home because you have a business to run. You might have family you need to go see. Sometimes you're a snowbird. Whatever the case may be, we have that to offer. It's a monthly subscription of $49 a month. What we do is we monitor the generator 24/7, and then we come out there every single year, and we do a full service. We comb through the entire generator. We make sure everything is set properly, all the parameters, everything in the computer. We make sure that everything is taken care of from start to finish, and then once we leave that job site, we won't have to come back for any reason. We also provide EcoFlow products for those people who are familiar. They are batteries, battery generators. They sell solar panels, and of course, we sell solar panels as well. We do a lot of solar projects. Now, we just finished doing a large solar farm over there in North Pole. For those people who are familiar, it's a big solar farm. It's about 2,200 solar panels. We just finished doing that one. So if you guys are wondering what that is, it's a solar farm. Yes, it's a large solar farm, and we just finished it. So if you have commercial or residential that you're looking to put solar up, give us a call. Our number is 907-290-3333. 907-290-3333. We also are a partner with Tesla, the Tesla Powerwalls. It's a big battery that gets put on your wall. It's a very slick design. Go online and look it up if you guys want to know what it looks like. It is compatible with solar panels as well, so it has its own built-in inverter. So the second that there's a power outage, it's a true UPS system. It automatically switches right over, so that way it'll power your home from the battery. It's zero maintenance. It doesn't make any noise. You don't have to worry about any extra moving parts or replacing any little batteries. You don't have to fill it up with liquid or anything like that, or electrolytes or anything. So a very slick design. We do install plenty of those throughout the state as well. So if you're looking for the best possible backup system for your home or for your business, come visit us, 29 College Road, Suite 14. You cannot miss us. In our windows, we're at that corner building, Riverview Mall. You'll see the Tesla, you'll see the Generac and EcoFlow signs through our windows, and you will also see the little banners on the bottom of the windows. I really appreciate you guys for staying tuned in. I hope that today's episode really opened up your guys' eyes on, at least give you a direction of what to do now. You know, a lot of people have been so stressed out. A lot of people have been worried about the market, worried about inflation, worried about relationships, worried about business, worried about their investments, worried about all these things. But in the end, if you don't have the right mindset, that could crush you. And I know a lot of people who have become successful, but it cost them their health. They're not able to run. They're not able to walk. Some of them lost hearing. Some of them lost eyesight. Some of them have a fake heart. Artificial heart, some of them have, not artificial heart, a heart transplant, artificial body parts. It's a tough sight to see. You know, and with all these people that I talk to that are at that age, they tell us it's not worth it. He goes, do you think I looked forward to living life like this? I can't run with my grandchildren. It's good to have the right mindset. We're coming to an end. Daniel, I really appreciate your time. And, We're about to close here soon.
Before you do a decision in life, you have to weigh before you pay. And understand one thing. Negativity, it happens to us. Sometimes certain things that we don't expect certain things. And some, you know, we have to deal with the negative. So, but here's the thing with negativity. If you're going through something that broke your heart, if there's something that is affecting you negatively, take that and surf it. Surf it like a wave and channel it into something positive.
That's true. Awesome. Thank you, Daniel, so much for that. Guys, I thank you for staying tuned in. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.